One of the issues, as Rabbi Goldstein just mentioned, the governor of the state of New York has announced that he is going to allow gatherings of 10 people for religious services, which means that now or soon, we're going to see legal and proper minyanim that start meeting outdoors on a regular basis. So the question, one of the questions that comes up that our poskim have already dealt with, because Eretz Yisrael is way ahead of us on this, is what happens if you have a minyan that meets on a regular basis outdoors on a Friday night? Do you say the Bracha Mein Sheva? Do you say the passage after the Shemona Esrei? That's like a brief version of the Shemona Esrei. Do you say, does that become a minyan kavua, because it's kavua for those people? For it could be for months in Eretz Yisrael. It's been for months like that. You could be stuck like that where you're davening that way. So does that become minyan kavua? Do we say no? It's inherently eino kavua. You're on your porch. You're in your cul-de-sac. That can't be called a minyan kavua. So the Shulchan Aruch passes Reish on Chesif Yud based on the Tshuvas HaRivash that you do not say the Bracha Mein Sheva in a base Chasanim and a base Avelim, because the whole reason why this Bracha was Mesukan, the Gemara in Shabbos Chavdal, it tells us, was because of the Sakana involved for people who come late to Shul and are therefore going to be stuck there if they daven the entire davening and everyone else finishes before them. It's going to be a Sakana for them to come home. Well, you don't have that concern in a base Chasanim in a base Avelim, and therefore we do not recite this passage. However, in the Sefer Tehila LeDavid, he writes that if the entire Tzibur, or most of the Tzibur, are mispalel somewhere else, not in the Beis HaKnesses, me'eze tam sheyiyah, you do recite Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, because over there you would say that the Svara applies. It's the entire Tzibur getting together, and they're just getting together in a different location. It shouldn't have to be a din about Beis HaKnesses per se. In Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yud, Simun Chaf Aleph, he says this has happened many times, because very often the Badatz, the Ed Charedis, has issued instructions that people should daven in some sort of public place where there's construction going on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and they want to protest. So what's the most peaceful form of protest? That you just have a minyan out there, that you daven with Kedusha Shabbos and you sing L'chadodi, and that will be the protest. So he says that they used to do that all the time. That was like, I remember when the Kinyon opened up in Rehovot, my grandfather's Zayin Gezun lives in Rehovot, and my aunt Allah Shalom also lived in Rehovot, my uncle lives there, and my cousin. So when they opened up the Kinyon, the big mall in Rehovot, so many of the shops were going to be open on Shabbos. So Rav Kook called the entire city, Rav Simcha Kook Shlita, he called the entire city to come daven Kabbalah Shabbos outside of the Kinyon, outside of the mall, to make a statement of Kedusha Shabbos. Now, you know, with all the, you know, the whatever they needed as far as I'm sure as far as licenses to be able to do this, but to do it outdoors in order to make a statement for Kedusha Shabbos. So Rav Minchas Yitzchak writes that if you're going to do that, and they close the Bate Knesios and the Bate Midrashos so that people will be able to do that, so then you would say the Bracha Mein Sheva. However, Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher B'Tkufas HaKorona, that was recently not published but recently put out online, he has a whole sefer, 175 pages of tshuvas that he wrote relating to the coronavirus. I could tell you, we were on a call, a few rabbanim were on a call with Rav Asher Weiss last night, and it was 2 a.m, and he was still on the call at 2 a.m. So I don't know when he has time to write tshuvas. He's busy talking to American rabbis till 2 a.m. I don't know how he manages to pull this off. But he wrote 175 pages of tshuvas on this topic, and in one of those tshuvas, the Ravasha writes that the Tehillah David is only talking about Kasher Kavu Tefila Bebayis VaOsa Bayis Nechshav Kebeis HaKnesses Kavua, where the place that they go to is another bayis, and that bayis becomes a Beis HaKnesses Kavua because Rov HaTzibur is now there, as opposed to Benidon Didan during the Magefa, where there is no Beis HaKnesses. We're not locating now in Eretz Yisrael Baruch Hashem, Hashem, they're able to go back into Beis HaKnesses in a limited way. But they weren't going to Beis HaKnesses. They were going to the cul-de-sac. They were going to the chatzar of the apartment building. They weren't going to Beis HaKnesses. Rav Asher Weiss does not agree with the Minchas Yitzchak's. The Minchas Osher does not agree with the Minchas Yitzchak in terms of the interpretation of that Tehillah the Dove. And the Mishra Brura writes in the name of the Taz that when there is a Kvius al Eze Yamim and there's a Sefer Torah with you, like by the Yerid, they used to go to the market and everyone would bring their stuff for a little while to sell their wares or whatever it is that they were selling. So if all the Jewish businessmen got together and made a minyan in the same place every day that they were at the market, that becomes a basic Knesset Kavua, and you would say the Bracha Mein Sheva. So in the Eishla of Rami Bochach, the Rav Ram Davin Mibochach, and Simon Reish Samaches, he writes that the Taz says that a Bracha Mein Sheva B'Shem Malchus, where they daven Be'esa Yerid, Mikol Makom Nira She'en Zos Kim B'Sha Kavua L'Kama Yomim Ritzufim Yispal B'Tzibur Shachros Min Chamariv. It's got to be that it's multiple days in a row of all the Tfilos, as opposed to if it's only Shachris, but they don't have Mincha Marav, or only Mincha Marav Minyanim, and it's not Ritzufim. So he thinks that in such a case, Safik Brachas LaHakel, and you would not say the Bracha in that situation. L'chora, though, the Taz is a big problem. It's a major kasha, this Shita of the Taz. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that we do not say Me'ein Sheva in a Beis HaAvel. L'chora, a Beis HaAvel is a makom kavua al eze yamim. Right? What did the Taz just tell us? That when it's at the Yerid, when it's at the market, you're there for kama yamim, you're there for a few days. Good, that's kavua enough. You could say the bracha Me'ein Sheva. But the Shulchan Aruch says a Beis HaAvel, and we know how long a Beis HaAvel lasts. That's 7 days, always. And that's not kavua enough. So which is it? So in order to be miyashiv the Taz, there are a couple of suggestions that are offered. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sif Tes Vav understands the Taz a little differently. He says, Shiragilim l'kva makom al kama shavuos. He changes one word. Not kama yamim, kama shavuos. That the Yerid wasn't just for a couple of days, it was for weeks. And that's why it's not a kasha from the Beis Avel. The Minchas Yitzchak is medayik in that same tshuva that you can't say when he says kama yamim that it means dafka, because then why would Beis Chasan and Beis Avel be any different? So it must mean that it's more than kama yamim. In fact, Rav Rubin Shlita, the Rav of the Shulin Harnof, where that terrible massacre occurred, but also Rav Rubin is known for a much more positive thing also. He's the author of Aruchos Shabbos, one of the most popular contemporary Svarim on Hilchos Shabbos. He told us when we met with him that he spent 30 years writing the Sefer. He spent 15 years learning the Sugyas and 15 years writing the Sefer. And then he said he had to read every line twice, once as a Talmud Chacham and once as Nama Aretz, to make sure that both would be able to understand what he wrote in the Sefer. So Rav Rubin writes in a tshuva that he disseminated just last week that throughout that if you look in old sources of Shalin tshuva literature, you'll find that the Yerid lasted a lot more than a few days. That it always lasted several weeks. There's a tshuvas harama in Simen Kuf Chaf, a tshuvas marshal in Simen Yud Ches, that the Yerid in Lublin would be close to 30 days. The Tshuvas Meshivas Nefesh Chelik Beis Siman Lamed Daled, that was 2 or 3 weeks, so it did last longer. So that's one way to be Miyashiv the Taz. The Taz didn't mean it. To say the Taz didn't really mean days, he meant weeks. The other way to be Miyashiv is the Ma'ore Or, in the Chelik Be'er Sheva, Siman Reish Tamaches, says that when the Taz says the Birch's main Sheva by the Yerid is because it's a makom amyuchad tefila. And this is something that a lot of the other poskim say as well. That when the Taz says that you would say it at the Yerid, that's because at the Yerid, they had a room that was designated just for tefila, and that became their Beis HaKnesses. But in general, you don't say this outside of the Beis HaKnesses. So in a Beis HaAvel, it's not miyuchad for tefila. The Beis HaAvel is miyuchad for a lot of things. They talk, and they sit, and they eat, and they also about daven in the Beis HaAvel. But there's no makom in the Beis HaAvel that's miyuchad for tefillah. And that's the chilik between what the Mechaber says and what the Taz says. So you go to a hotel with a whole group of people for a convention or something, and all the frum people, you know, it's a jewelry convention, so half the people are frum. So all the frum people in the convention have rented a room, you know, in the hotel, a conference room in the hotel, that's going to be their shul for that period of time. Or you go to a Pesach hotel or something, and there is a room that's designated, that's their shul for that particular time, and that's all they use it for, is for their shul, and it's not just a multi-purpose room that's used for other things, so that becomes kavua, even if it's just kama yamim, that becomes kavua. So l'chora, that would have a chapa huge nafkamina for the corona case, where yeah, if you're davening outside for weeks at a time, if that's considered a makom kavua. So since you use those outdoor areas not only for tefillah, your parking lot is still a parking lot also, it's still, yeah, and no one would call it a Beis HaKnesses even for that period of time, so l'chora one would not say the bracha me'ein sheva. In Tshuva's Beis David, or Chaim Sim Tavkov Lam Zayin, he says that there was a magefas dever, where they had to flee the city, and he said, wherever you flee to, you do not say the bracha me'ein sheva, it's like a Beis Chasan and Beis HaAvel, and the Birkei Yosef quotes this in Reish Samaches, Os Dalit. So l'chora, he means exactly what we just said in Rav Asher Weiss, in his Tshuva, in Minchas Asher, B'tkufa Sakarona, Simil Chav Ches, he writes that Milashon Kola Poskim Lamanu, De'ein Allah Chazu Tliya B'tzibur, Ela B'Beis HaKnesses. This isn't about a Tzibur, it's about a Beis HaKnesses. D'kim V'dikar Takana Yisum Yishum Shabbatei HaKnesiyo Shalem Hayu Michutz LiYishuv, since the whole purpose of the Takana was that the Batei HaKnesiyos were outside of the Yishuv, and it was a Sakana to return from the Beis HaKnesses to the house alone, so they were Misakin to say this Bracha in the Beis HaKnesses. So even though B'zmanenu, there's no Sakana at all when you're traveling from Shul, but Mishnah Lo Zaza Mimakoma, so we kept this Takana as it was, but only in the way that they were misaking it, which is in a Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, Rav Asher says, I paskin all the time that when people go during the summertime for a vacation somewhere in a hotel, and a whole group of Jews goes to the hotel, that they should say Bilal Shabbos Kodesh, the Bracha Mein Sheva, if they have a designated room that they daven in. Another tzad to not say it during in your outdoor minyanim during the tkufa of the coronavirus. Rav Rubin writes in that tshuva that he disseminated last week that when a person is in the place where he's koveya himself for tefillah, so that's where he wants to be for that period of time. Meaning when they go to the Yerid and they have a room to daven in, so that's where they want to be davening, and that's where, so that becomes the Beis HaKnesses, because that's where they want to be davening. But no one wants to be davening in the street. It's against the halacha to daven in the street. We're not supposed to be doing that. Elamai, you know, shasavcha k'dievetami. We have no choice. And now we view it as the biggest Yeshua that we're able to daven in the street. But that's not really the ideal way to daven. No one wants to be there. So that alone, the fact that no one wants to be there, says Rav Rubin, makes it that it cannot be called a makom kavua. He says, and don't tell me no one wants to be doing business either. They all wish they would have inherited billions of dollars and not have to do any business either and not go to the Yerid, or they'd rather be learning in Kollel. No, but given their matzav in life, you know, they know that that's the way life goes. But that's not, he wasn't moved by that argument. Rav Asher Weiss also points out that the entire Takana was only for those who are coming back from shul to their home, that we were afraid of the danger that they were going to face. He says that entire situation doesn't apply by porch minyanim or yard minyanim, where you're mamish home. You're on your property, or you're in your neighbor's property. The whole thing is just so different from the original Takana. Maybe that's another sniff not to say it. So I would just say that I think as a matter of halacha, we would say that we would not say the bracha mein sheva in any outdoor minyanim. When I spoke to my chavrusa, Rabbi Rasner Shlita, he told me that that's mekubal in Eretz Yisrael, that they are not saying the bracha mein sheva in their porch minyanim estama. That's going to be what's mekubal over here as well, unless Rav Shachter writes a tshuva otherwise. Mestama, that's going to be what's mekubal here as well. Okay, everyone, have a great day. I'm gonna have to run. I do have another meeting. I think my shul is going to be using this Zoom room at 3:30. So
thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day,
everybody.
Yeah.